I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. We've been doing this for a while, and then the company made it official and formal, and that is celebrating local companies. I think it's been a benchmark and a cornerstone of what we do on the station, whether it's in the commercials that you hear us do, Lex and Dawn and Kenny and I and all the on-air talent, to just our conversations. I mean, I always say that on our very first broadcast, many, many years ago, Lex and I, we did Ab Fab, which was a celebration of people, places, and things, and many of them local. Well, now we're doing it in a more formal fashion with a program called My Talk Loves Local, highlighting great local things, places, and things that you will enjoy. And today, it's all about horses.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Horses. We have Leslie Stewart on the line to talk about the Minnesota Horse Expo. Hi, Leslie.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Thanks for the opportunity to talk about the expo.
Oh, no. Thank you for being here and getting up early. Now, people hear expo and they think, oh, okay, it's this and there's vendors and stuff. But just a pretty easy question right off the bat. What is the Horse Expo? How do you do a Horse Expo?
You know, that's a good question, and sometimes I ask myself how we do it. basically, the Horse Expo is the largest equine trade show, so you're right, there's a lot of shopping going on here. But it also has to do with the celebration of the horse. It's not just for horse owners. It's for anyone who loves and appreciates these magnificent animals. We have demonstrations, we have breed demonstrations, we have a parade every day, actually, just for fun. We have a lot of education and training for people who do own horses and anything that's equine related. And then we have some of the fun stuff. We have some great presenters doing some pretty wild things. We have entertainment. We have Cirque Maceo, which is kind of like a Cirque de Soleil, except with horses.
Wow.
Pretty wild, actually.
Are they, like, backbending and doing...
Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And they do vaulting on the horses, and we've had them once or twice before, but they have a brand-new presentation with new animals, a brand-new big-top tent, and the tent is fun, you have to admit, kind of like the old circus stuff, only a lot more talented, frankly.
Wow.
We also have a lot of free stuff, too. We've got pony rides for the kids that are free. We have wagon rides for people all day long. This year, we have something really special for the kids. We have a unicorn pony.
No.
What?
Yeah, we do. We have a little live unicorn pony.
Oh, that's sweet.
With rainbow hair? Or how? Let's get the visual here.
I don't have the visual because I haven't actually seen her yet,
but it's a surprise.
I understand she's absolutely adorable.
I love it.
Cute.
Is there a weight limit?
Yeah.
Can Jace and I and Kenny and Dawn ride? Take a ride on the unicorn?
For the pony rides, we do have a little bit of a weight limit, I'm afraid.
Oh, man.
How dare you, Leslie?
Shoot.
How dare you?
I know.
You need a big one for the childish adults.
There we go.
Who want to ride that unicorn?
But there's also plenty of opportunities to, you know, get hands-on with some horses. And we have not only one of the largest horses I've ever seen in my life. I can't even see over his back. And I'm a tall person.
What breed?
But the little tiny miniature horses, too, which are so fun to watch.
Oh, so cute. You just want to take them home.
What
breed is that large horse?
Yeah.
It's one of the draft breeds. I believe it's either a Shire or a Percheron, but he's 20 hands high. And a hand is equal to 4 inches. And that's his shoulder measurement. His head is even higher than that.
Whoa!
And he I'm guessing he probably
inches?
Weighs, well, he's well over a ton.
Whoa!
Okay,
and he's going to be in the parade, or can we pet him? Or
oh, yes, absolutely.
Whoa!
Okay, so Dawn
asked
you...
That's the fun part about Expo.
Yeah, Dawn asked you about the big pony. Anyone that knows me knows that I have been begging my mother-in-law for almost 10 years now to buy me a mini pony, a little mini horse. Now, did I hear you right, Leslie? There are going to be mini ponies there?
Absolutely there are. Quite a few of them, actually.
Can you purchase?
And
may I touch the animals?
Yes, you may touch the animals as long as you ask their handler first.
Yeah, ask first. Yeah.
May I steal? I mean, purchase any of them?
Right. Oh no.
We do have security at the Expo Grand Station, so this could be a problem for you.
Hang up on her now, Dawn. Hang up on her now.
The guy with the big duffel bag, watch out.
How many security guards do you have, Leslie? I just want to know what I'm up against.
I don't think I'm going to share that with you right now.
There are plainclothes security guards, so you won't even know which ones are going
to... Fine, Leslie. Yeah. Take all my fun away, wanting to take the...
Sorry about that.
But no, all kidding aside, you can, as long as you ask the handler, you can go up to the animals and see them and touch them and all of that stuff?
Absolutely. Okay. Oh, yes, you can. Fun. So not only can you watch the demonstrations and watch the horses perform for you, but a lot of the people that bring their horses to the expo want to interact with the public. So the barns are open to everybody. You can come up and pet the horses. And a lot of our horse owners will also take the animals out on the streets, on the fairgrounds, and walk up and down and let you pet them there.
You have 100 different breeds of horses that are going to be here at the expo. Is that right?
Wow.
There can be. I'm not sure, actually, what that final count is yet for this year. This is a very unusual year for us since we're holding it in July. Mm. And to be honest with you, I can't remember a warm day at Expo ever, so this is going to be very different.
Oh,
wow. Well,
we normally hold it the end of April.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well,
so we postponed it this year.
Well, we are very excited. I'm very excited to not steal any mini ponies. And Lex is excited for the unicorn.
Yeah.
Dawn, obviously, for that large horse.
Yes.
And this is going to be great. So it's July. So Leslie, it's July 23rd, 24th, and 25th at the fairgrounds, right?
That's correct. From 8:30 till 7 on Friday and Saturday, and 8:30 till 5 p.m. on Sunday. And, admission is $13 for adults and $9 for seniors and youth. Free for little kids.
Okay.
Yep. And the interesting thing about this event is that it's run almost entirely by volunteers.
Oh, wow. This is great. Just people who
We are a nonprofit, and all of the profits that we get out of this event go to the Minnesota Horse Council to support things like grants and scholarships, horse welfare, disaster relief, things like that.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's a really good cause, too.
Oh, and, people are going to love that.
Yeah. So I'm a volunteer.
Oh,
well,
wow.
Well, thank you for volunteering to put up with us today. We appreciate it. And
this
Leslie,
was fun. Thank you.
I promise you, I will behave myself. I will not. There'll be no need for security. Okay.
Absolutely, I believe you.
Okay.
Leslie Stewart, everybody, thank you so much, Leslie. Again, you can get tickets for the Minnesota Horse Expo at mnhorseexpo.org. I'm sure July 23rd, 24th, and 25th at the fairgrounds.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend.
Thank you, Leslie. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with Alexis's Jump the Shark when we come back.